La-di-da, oh la-di-da, tis autumn.
Tis autumn. What are your favorite things to do in autumn in Wisconsin? Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 9 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, October 10th. We will talk about hiking and biking and hunting and football and apples and a whole lot more in this fall bucket list edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. What's on your autumn itinerary? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Let me welcome our guest. Happy to have back with us Kelly Jo Stull, a Wisconsin native and author of The Wisconsin Bucket List, 100 Ways to Have a Real Wisconsin Experience. She's a UW Stevens Point graduate, current resident of Kentucky, and if I understand correctly, Kelly Jo, you're on vacation right now in Florida.
I sure am, Joy. It all adds to the flavor and personality and my appreciation of the four seasons in Wisconsin.
Yeah, well, thank you very much for coming back with us on your vacation. We talked to you when the Wisconsin Bucket List first came out, and we talked about many of the 100 ways to have a real Wisconsin experience. But we thought that we would focus in on the beautiful season of fall when we invited you back today, because there are so many lovely things to do and see in the fall. And we thought, what should we have on our fall bucket list? So first of all, talk a little bit about what are some of your favorite fall memories growing up in Wisconsin?
Oh, well, I grew up in Wisconsin Rapids, and I think just as a kid playing in Southwood County Park around Lake Wazeecha and jumping in the leaves and watching my brother head out for the hunt every fall, whether it was bow season or rifle season, and coming back with his proud trophy. Those are some of my great memories.
Have you ever hunted, Kelly Jo?
I have been rabbit hunting. I have been squirrel hunting as a kid with my brother. I have never been deer hunting.
Yeah. So is that on your bucket list?
It is in the Wisconsin bucket list. I wanted to reflect the whole state personality in the Wisconsin bucket list. And so I did a little research about deer hunting in Wisconsin, and I went to the family expert, my brother Kevin, and I said, if I was to go deer hunting in Wisconsin, where would the best place to be to go? And I guess most hunters know this answer already, but it was new to me, and that is Buffalo County, Wisconsin. You can find more trophy deer, or there's more trophy deer recorded in Buffalo County, Wisconsin, than any other region in the nation.
Wow, I had no idea. Yeah, that's interesting.
Well,
you know,
too.
I'm not sure I'll put hunting on my bucket list just for personal preferences. But you know what I will be hunting for is I will be hunting for fall color. I would love to go out and about and find some new opportunities to see spectacular fall colors. Any suggestions?
Sure. I'd like to start in central Wisconsin. Fall color can be found in central Wisconsin in the cranberry bogs. I think that area is really well known for the harvest of the cranberries. And most of the festivals have already happened, but there is a place just west of Wisconsin Rapids called Glacier Lake Cranberries that will give you a tour of the cranberry marshes and the harvest through about the third week of October, depending on the harvest of the crop. You can go there, hop on the berry bus, and they will tour you around the marshes for about an hour and give you a good education of the history and the harvest of the crop themselves. And if an hour-long tour is not enough for your cranberry needs, they also have a cottage available on the premises, and you can stay there overnight or a weekend or as long as you'd like. And they have beautiful hiking and biking trails. It's a great opportunity to see the fall colors on the trees and just have a good time in Wisconsin.
Well, that does sound nice. That sounds very nice. I besides the fall colors, you get to see the spectacular red color of the cranberries, I suppose,
yeah.
when you're there.
Yeah.
Another thing that I would like to do, I've been on the Elroy Sparta bicycle trail, but I have never been there in the fall. And this would be a great weekend to do that because of the Sparta Fall Festival.
Yes, they have the Sparta Fall Festival this weekend, and also the Colors of Kendall Festival is going on Saturday. So you have a great opportunity to bike the 32.5-mile trail, go through the three tunnels, and see the beautiful line path with the trees and the colors along the farmland and the wetlands. It goes through five small towns, Sparta, Norwalk, Wilton, Kendall, and Elroy. Now, I have to tell you, this is actually one of my top three Wisconsin bucket list experiences. I was there this summer with two of my kids, and you know, the trail itself is wonderful, but the tunnels are definitely the highlight of the tour. And this weekend's sounds like it's going to be great weather, and I think if you put on a hoodie and jeans and maybe a hat and gloves, it would be great biking weather. And what's also special about this Saturday, tomorrow morning, it's the one time a year the DNR lets the people of Kendall take a motorized vehicle. They'll be taking two loads of people through Tunnel 1, and that's about 3 hours from the Kendall Depot. And so it's an opportunity to take an actual ride through the tunnel without riding your bike. But then at 10 a.m., the trail will be available to bikers again.
Sounds great. We are talking with Kelly Jo Stull. She is the author of the Wisconsin Bucket List, 100 Ways to Have a Real Wisconsin Experience. And we are talking about our fall bucket list for Wisconsin. What's on your fall bucket list? What would you like to do before autumn ends? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. We'll get to more of Kelly Jo's suggestions and yours too in just a moment. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.
When an early autumn walks the land,
we are talking about autumn and talking about what we want to do in fall with our guest, who is the author of the Wisconsin Bucket List. We'll get back to our conversation about our fall bucket lists in just a moment. But first, I'm Joy Cardine with Cynthia Schuster, and this is the last weekday of the fall membership drive. Your support is so important. It's the foundation of our budget. It's what makes Wisconsin Public Radio possible. If you would like to pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio, go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and make your gift in support of the programs you count on.
Our goal this hour is 30 pledges, and we have already got two in, so thank you to the two listeners who have pledged, but here's a reason to join the group of listeners pledging this hour.
Your pledge of any amount will automatically enter you into a drawing to win two tickets to go on a WPR trip. You choose European towns along the Rhine River, France, or you can join me on a trip to Alaska. It's a great reason to become a member right now.
Your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 means your chance for a getaway of a lifetime and gets us one step closer to meeting the goal, one step closer to funding the programs that you count on.
You know, on this show, you hear multiple sides of issues, so you can make up your own mind. We'll have a lively week in review, I'm sure, today after 8 o'clock. You can count on hearing a fair, inclusive conversation. Together, we keep up with issues of the day, and we also have some fun, especially during this Tell Joy Where to Go hour.
There's really nothing like it on the radio, and it's something that you look forward to every Friday. Your support is a vital part of what makes it all possible. The single biggest piece of the funding here at Wisconsin Public Radio is listener support. So make your pledge during this fall membership drive at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We will welcome your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And remember, everyone who pledges during this drive will be entered into the drawing for two tickets on a WPR trip. You choose between the Rhine River, Alaska, or France. And if you already pledged or you don't have to pledge to participate, you can send a postcard with your name, address, email, and telephone number to WPR Trip Drawing, 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706. So enter by sending a postcard or make a pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
How'd you like to cruise up the Rhine River, visiting beautiful towns in Germany and France? That could be you this December, enjoying Christmas markets, tasting fine cheeses, walking through picturesque towns. You'll even visit Beethoven's home and enjoy classical music throughout the trip. This tour is just one of three trips you'll get to choose from when you win our Choose Your Own Adventure drawing during this membership drive. Your pledge of any amount gets you entered, but no contribution is necessary to win. Sustainers, you're automatically entered. Learn all the details at WPR.org/drawing or enter with your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Good luck.
I'm Joy Cardine with Cynthia Schuster asking for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio on this last weekday of the fall membership drive. Maybe your gift will be $10 a month or $20 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount.
You have a monthly subscription for your cell phone probably and perhaps some Netflix subscription too. Well, now we're asking you to support WPR like you pay for other services that you rely on.
The difference here is that you decide how much your WPR listening is worth to you. Support the programs that are part of your day. Become a WPR sustainer when you choose the monthly gift amount that works for you at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You might think that Wisconsin Public Radio operates largely on tax dollars. We do get some funding from the federal government and from the state, but listener contributions make up the single largest source of our income.
Your support is vital to keeping Wisconsin Public Radio on the air. Now that you know how important listener support is to WPR, make a pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And giving just takes a few minutes of your time. All you have to do is tell us your name, your contact information, how much you want to give, and how you'd like to pay for your pledge. You can give in one lump sum, or better yet, you can become a monthly sustainer. No matter how you choose to give or how much you give, use the next few minutes to support the station that you listen to, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I know you. You've been saying to yourself, I'll get around to pledging or I'll pledge the next time. Well, this is it. Today is your last chance to pledge your support for this show during this membership drive.
That's right. Tell us how much you love to tell Joy where to go and join the community of people who come together to make great radio. Pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We are looking for 28 pledges to meet our goal. As an added bonus for your pledge of any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Remember, you will be entered into a drawing for two tickets to go on a WPR trip. And sustainers, you're automatically entered.
And this pledge drive, we're also offering something very useful to those who pledge $5 a month or more. You can ask for the WPR logo secure ID tags. You'll put one on your key ring and stick the other to your phone.
Then, if you ever lose your phone or your keys, these tags will help you get them back. Protect your things and your public radio station. When you pledge $5 a month, $60 a year or more, ask for the ID tags at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And remember, a sustaining membership is really convenient for you. It provides reliable funding for WPR at the same time. So set up ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or credit card when you pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thanks very much, Cynthia. We will talk with you later. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio, talking with Kelly Jo Stull. This hour, she is the author of the Wisconsin Bucket List, 100 Ways to Have a Real Wisconsin Experience. And we are asking you, what's on your fall bucket list? What would you like to do before autumn is over? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. Let's see, we have Jerry in Menominee with us now. Hi, Jerry.
Hi. I would suggest to anybody to put on their bucket list to go up to Bayfield during Apple Fest. It takes place in the fall, and the colors up there are absolutely beautiful.
Wonderful. Have you been there, Jerry?
Oh, yeah. Bayfield's, you know, right on Lake Superior. They have a arts and crafts festival that you can buy literally anything that you want, practically. If you want to go fishing, you can charter a boat. You can take the ferry out to Madeline Island and rent a scooter and ride around the island. And there's a beautiful golf course in Bayfield, and there's another one on Madeline Island. And the vistas that you have overlooking the lake are just absolutely gorgeous.
I bet you they are. Thank you so much, Jerry. I think Apple Fest, if I'm not mistaken, was last weekend. So we might have missed Apple Fest weekend, but there's still, I'm sure, a lot of scenic beauty to enjoy. Kelly Jo, have you been in that region?
I have been to Bayfield, and I have to tell you, I agree with Jerry. It is one of my favorite destinations in Wisconsin. I guess it was a year ago in July, I went kayaking the sea caves.
Wonderful.
Which then turned into the ice caves last winter, and I got to go out there at sunrise and visit the ice caves and actually stand where I had been kayaking the previous summer. And another great bucket list item that I enjoyed in Bayfield was dog sledding, and I went on about an eight-mile dog sled in. I'm a dog lover, and being part of that team and going through the snow on the sled was a great experience.
I saw a lot of your photos from many of those experiences that you just described on your, I think it was your Facebook page that you shared a lot of that information, and looked like a lot of fun. And I did follow you to the ice caves after I saw some of your photos. I was very happy to be able to do that as well. But back to our fall and back to our fall colors, I saw a listener posted on my Facebook page the chairlift at Rib Mountain. Going through the beautiful colored leaves. That sounded like a lot of fun, and that's one of your suggestions, too.
It is. Hiking in Rib Mountain is available any time of the year, of course, but this weekend you can get on the chairlift on Granite Peak, which is part of Rib Mountain, and it's about a 10-minute ride, and you can get on the top, or you can get in on the bottom, and enjoy the fall colors and the view of the valley from Rib Mountain. You'll see oak and maple and hemlock and lots of pine, of course, but the view is one of the best in the area from the chairlift. Or they have an observation tower that you can hike up to. It's about 50 feet tall, and look out at the valley below and see the fall colors from there. My sister and my niece went last weekend. It was a bit chilly. I think the weather will be a bit warmer this weekend, but they had a great time dangling their legs amongst the treetops. Oh. And there's also plenty of wildlife in the area to see, including white-tailed deer and fox, woodchuck, squirrels, and lots of birds.
And we have just a minute before our news break, but it's going to be hard to choose what to do this weekend. There is the, opportunity to go on the Chief Wapaka, a cruise on the Chain of Lakes this weekend.
Yes, the Chief Wapaka will be running for its final cruise this weekend, and you can ride with Captain Jack, is his name, and take a sternwheeler cruise. And you can see the fall colors reflected in the beautiful Chain of Lakes there in Wapaka.
We are talking with Kelly Jo Stull. She is the author of The Wisconsin Bucket List, 100 Ways to Have a Real Wisconsin Experience. And we're talking about some of the wonderful things that we can do still this fall. What's on your fall bucket list? What should I put on my fall bucket list? 1-800-642-1234. We'll check the news, then we'll be back.
I've been to Edgerton, Darlington, Middleton, Hubbleton, Hub City, Cuba City, Genoa City, Ashpen, Ashland, Packwaukee, Pewaukee, Waukesha, Conemaugh, Waupaca, Milwaukee, Wausau, Wauwatosa, Waupon, Watertown, Waterloo, Whitewater, Whitefish, State Manor, Wishwaters, Climate.
I've been over there. Hey, smell that dairy.
This is a fall bucket list edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. I'm Joy Cardine. We'll get back to our conversation with the author of The Wisconsin Bucket List in just a few moments. But first, Cynthia Schuster is with me to encourage you to go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 right now to make a gift in support of the programs you count on.
That's right. We are looking for 25 pledges in just as many minutes to stay on track this hour. And when you pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, you'll be entered to win two tickets on a WPR trip.
Donate any amount during the drive today. You could travel the Rhine River in Europe. You could see Alaska's beautiful scenery or experience the rich culture and cuisine of France. Boy, that's going to be a tough decision if you are the winner of that drawing. You help pay for the Joy Cardine Show when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Every day, our team works hard to bring you great morning radio, and that's a pleasure because we know that you're curious and intelligent. We also know that you like to have fun and enjoy all that Wisconsin has to offer.
Thank you for being such a great audience and for being the reason we do what we do. But you can do one more thing. You can give one more thing. Your financial support. Your support makes these mornings possible. So give now any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You might consider making a gift of $1,200. Listener support is crucial to WPR's future.
So if you would like to do more than you have done before, consider a 9XM Leadership Circle contribution of $100 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
WPR is a powerful resource that we've all created together. The programs on the station have an impact all over the state and far beyond as well.
When you make your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, you're really participating in something amazing. So do give now. Be a part of what makes Wisconsin Public Radio great.
Oh man, it's already time to get up. I feel like I just fell asleep.
We're looking for your pledge of support. 888-202-2552.
Oh geez, and it's pledge drive. This is a great start to the day.
We've got coffee mugs. We've got.
I don't get it. I pay my taxes in their government-supported radio. I'm already supporting them.
Actually, Janet, that's not quite correct.
Whoa. Hello?
Good morning, Janet. It's true. Your federal and state taxes do support WPR. About a couple of bucks a year per taxpayer. But isn't WPR worth more to you than a couple of bucks a year?
But if a few bucks comes from everyone's taxes, it all adds up, like you always say.
Oh, it does add up, and it's an essential part of what we do.
But did you know that listener support is the single largest piece of our budget?
I had no idea that donating mattered so much.
Yep. Without listener support, well, it's unimaginable. We're asking for your support because it really matters.
We really are talking to you. Don't make us come through the radio. Pledge now. Here's someone to tell you how.
Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Make your pledge now. This is the last weekday of our fall membership drive, your last opportunity to show your support for the Joy Cardine Show during this pledge drive. I'm Joy Cardine with Cynthia Schuster, and I stopped Cynthia from going through the radio to get to you.
She held me back.
Yeah, so do make that pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We hear from a lot of first-time pledgers. In fact, we just heard from Tom from Fitchburg, who's a longtime listener but made his first donation today. They're willing to give because they've gotten their first job out of college, or perhaps they can finally afford to give. People who've turned 30 sometimes say, you know, I've grown up now and it's time to give to WPR.
Yeah, give money to something you believe in, a service you rely on. It's a great way to commemorate a new phase of your life. We encourage that. You decide the amount. $5 a month is an example of what many first-time donors give. Then go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
At WPR, you get to choose how much you give, and a contribution of any amount makes a difference. Here are some suggested amounts, the same perhaps as you pay for your Netflix subscription or your cable.
Or maybe your coffee. Boy, I would go broke if I did that. Which, like WPR, is probably something that you look forward to every day. You pick the amount and pledge now. Your pledge makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
22 pledges to go in the next 20 minutes. Your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 really helps. And it enters you in a drawing for two tickets on a WPR trip. Sustainers, you are automatically entered.
And if you pledge now at $5 a month, that's $60 a year or more, you can ask for the WPR Logo Secure ID tags as your thank you gift. These tags are similar to a luggage tag, but they're better because they're smaller and they don't show your contact info.
So you just put one tag on your key ring, you stick the other one to your phone, and if you happen to lose one of those items, they'll find their way back to you. You can ask for those handy tags when you pledge $5 a month, or that's $60 a year or more, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thank you so much. If you have pledged during our drive, this again is the last weekday of our pledge drive. Thank you if you are an ongoing member or if you're a sustainer. We couldn't do this without you, but right now we are looking for you. If you haven't pledged for a while, or if it's time to renew, or maybe it's been a while since you have been a contributor to Wisconsin Public Radio. Thanks to Connie in Viroqua, who says, I pledged my support because I so appreciate WPR every day. Thank you so much, Connie, for that pledge. You can pledge too at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Thanks very much, Cynthia. We'll check in at the end of the show. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio, talking about our fall bucket lists for things to do in Wisconsin during the autumn. We are talking with Kelly Jo Stull. Kelly is a Wisconsin native, a Wisconsin Rapids native. She's a UW-Stevens Point graduate, and she is the author of The Wisconsin Bucket List, 100 Ways to Have a Real Wisconsin Experience. What do you think I should do before autumn is over? What do you plan to do? What are some of your favorite fall activities? 1-800-642-1234 is the number to call to join us on air. You can also send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. You know, with Halloween coming up, I think we should talk a little bit before we end on some spooky things that we can do around Halloween. But first, let's go to Charles in Black River Falls, who's been waiting. Thank you for waiting, Charles. What do you suggest?
I'm calling. I would encourage people to visit a place called St. Peter's Dome. St. Peter's Dome is the highest point in the Shawamigan National Forest. It's quite a hike to get up there, but once you're there, there's just a phenomenal panoramic view, and you can see all the way to Lake Superior. Also, on the trail to St. Peter's Dome, there's a side trail that goes to a a place called Morgan Falls. It's a beautiful little waterfall. You're out in the middle of the, again, of the Shawangunk National Forest. Both of those are definitely worth it.
Thank you so much, Charles. That sounds wonderful. Yeah, Wisconsin's got some gorgeous waterfalls. That's something to do as we're hiking around and looking at the leaves and such. Thank you so much. We have Gerda, who emails that she enjoys running and watching the Lakefront Discovery Run along Milwaukee's lakefront at the end of October. She says, my husband always runs with many friends. We end up at the Ale House for beer and food. All right. Many runners wear costumes. It's a blast to watch. Usually it is a beautiful fall day. I suppose they're wearing costumes because it's the end of October and Halloween, Kelly Jo.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun to me. I did my first triathlon in Wisconsin this summer, and I have a whole new respect for those people that do that sport. But to do a run in a Halloween costume might be a whole new set of challenge.
Wow. Yeah, I'm really impressed that you did that. I'm not sure I could. But let's talk about, don't you have some haunted Wisconsin suggestions?
I do, and we're going to go all the way up to Douglas County and visit Superior and take a flashlight tour at the Fairlawn Mansion and Museum. And you will need to bring your own flashlight. And let me tell you a little history about the mansion. It was built by Martin Pattison for his home, or for his wife and his six kids in 1891. And it's a 42-room Queen Anne Victorian home. And after Mr. Pattison passed away, Mrs. Pattison decided she was going to move to California, move there and donate the home to a children's, and it became a children's home. So it kind of went from this riches for rags mm-hmm. story where mm-hmm. it was a home of the wealthy and elite, and then it became home to the underprivileged children. Tours are given daily, but what's special in October is on October 29th and 30th, they will give flashlight tours on the half hour from 7:30 until 10. And your guide is dressed in period clothing and will take you in the dark, touring the mansion and telling you superstitions about death during the Victorian time. And if that's not enough to give you chills, there's also rumors of a servant girl that haunts the mansion. And again, she's dressed in the same period clothing.
Ooh.
And she asks guests, where they'd like to go in the house. And then she takes them there. And then, poof, she disappears. That's the rumor.
Interesting. Well, and there are a lot of other spooky events. I think we're planning on doing a haunted Wisconsin hour on Halloween itself on this on Tell Joy Where to Go. So we'll have some more chills in a couple of weeks when we talk about that. But we can also what is there a haunted Cave of the Mounds event going on?
Oh, Cave of the Mounds is a great place to go in the fall. Not only do you get to discover the cave itself. And there's just beautiful grounds, landscaping around the cave. There's an active sinkhole. I'm not sure about the Halloween activities at the Cave of the Mound, but I'll have to look that up, Joy. That sounds like a lot of fun for the kids. I know it's a favorite field trip for a lot of schools and a lot of school children. I hear that time and time again.
Yeah, that, and we certainly can also, we shouldn't forget that we can go pumpkin hunting in the fall. Certainly lots of activities along those lines.
Yes, and in Cambridge, Wisconsin, right between Milwaukee and Madison, you have Hinchley's Dairy Farm. And not only can everyone milk a cow at Hinchley's Dairy Farm, but you get to take a hayride out to the corn field, pick a ear of corn, and shock the corn and feed it to the ducklings and chickens and goats. And at the end of the two-hour tour during October, you get to go out to the pumpkin patch and pick your own pumpkin.
Well, that'll be fun. Here's one from I see on your list, another option for viewing fall color, to go canoeing in Wisconsin. I think you're suggesting the Brule River?
Yeah. Apparently, that is the River of Presidents. Five presidents have been canoeing or fishing on this river. I had no idea this river had such a history. And they have moderate canoeing, or for the beginner or for the more experienced canoer, you can do some whitewater kayaking as well. There's lots of trout fish in the river. So it's not only a great place to go canoeing, see the fall colors, see the wildlife, see the colors reflected in the water, but it's a great place to go fishing.
Yeah. And how about hiking at Devil's Lake?
Oh, what a beautiful place. I think Devil's Lake is the most visited state park, and the water is crystal clear, and the rock formations are great to climb on. If you're a rock climber, that is a number one destination in Wisconsin for sure. Mm-hmm. And I have been rock climbing there. I was younger and dating, and I was trying to impress the guy I was with, and got about halfway up and decided I was too scared to go any further. He had to come up and get me. But there's so many spectacular views that you can climb up to and see the lake and the beautiful fall colors.
Well, we are quickly running out of time. So many things to still do in the fall. But you know, winter arrives on the calendar in just over a month, Kelly Jo. Do you have some items you're planning on accomplishing for your winter bucket list items?
I would love to try snowshoeing, and one of the items on the Wisconsin bucket list is to try snowshoeing at Wisconsin's highest highest point,
yeah.
And that is Tim's Hill. And, yeah, that would be a real challenge, I think, to hike or to snowshoe up Tim's Hill. And I think Tim's Hill is in Price County.
Yes. Are you almost through with your Wisconsin bucket list, Kelly Jo?
No, I've done a little less than 60. I haven't counted recently. I still have a lot more to enjoy, and I keep adding to the list. There's a section in the back of the book where you can add your own ideas, because I think there's just so many wonderful ways to have fun and experience Wisconsin.
Certainly are. And thank you so much, Kelly Jo, for being back with us. We'll have you back again. We'll let you get back to your vacation.
Joy.
Kelly Jo Stull is the author of The Wisconsin Bucket List, 100 Ways to Have a Real Wisconsin Experience. I'm Joy Cardine with Cynthia Schuster, and this is the last weekday of our fall membership drive. We rely on you to keep programs like this one going strong, and you rely on WPR for informative, fun, in-depth discussions. Your gift right now of any amount makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we are still hoping to hear from 19 of you in the next 6 minutes. And here's a great reason to be one of those 19 people.
Pledge any amount and you're automatically entered into that drawing to win 2 tickets on a WPR trip. You could choose between the holiday tour of Europe along the Rhine River, an Alaskan adventure that I'll be hosting, or a trip to France.
So thanks so much if you've already given, and if you haven't, help us stay on track and enter that drawing by making a contribution now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Well, I hope you enjoyed our discussion on fall bucket list items that we can accomplish. This is the hour each week when we try to celebrate Wisconsin life, where we examine some special aspect of Wisconsin culture, and we have a fun and interesting discussion about it every week on this show.
And because you have come to enjoy that, to rely on it, and to look forward to it, take a few minutes to contribute to its future here at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Consider sharing your appreciation of the lifelong learning that you get from WPR by making a 9XM Leadership Circle gift of $100 a month or more. Your gift of $1,200 or more provides an important piece of the funding for the programs that we all rely on.
So make that leadership gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Wisconsin Public Radio wakes me up every morning. Mostly I just enjoy the morning programming and the afternoon programming. I became a sustaining member because I felt so guilty with all the pledge drives, because they're so logical and they're so persistent. It's crucial that we have people support it so we don't lose it. I'm Sarah from Wausau. Join me as a sustainer of Wisconsin Public Radio.
I'm Joy Cardine with the logical and persistent Cynthia Schuster asking for your gift to listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio on this last weekday of our fall pledge drive. Pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
888-202-2552. Giving to WPR is easy. All it takes is a few minutes of your time and a gift of any amount, say $10 a month.
That donation will come back to you every day in the form of great programs. Show your support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and give as generously as you can.
Everything you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio is the result of thoughtful preparation. We do our homework so that you get high-quality radio programs. Thank you for your commitment to this quality, the commitment you make when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We are looking for 18 more pledges before the end of this hour. Here is one of the reasons why you should become a member.
Well, when you give any amount, you're entered to win two tickets on a WPR trip. You'd get the chance to cruise along the Rhine River in Europe. You could discover Alaska alongside Joy or sample the French lifestyle.
So thank you if you've already given. If you haven't, the time is now. This is the last weekday of our fall pledge drive. So give now any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Join Kimberly from Madison. She says, Joy Cardine is my favorite Wisconsin radio host. She is knowledgeable, kind, and asks guests about the issues and ideas relevant to ordinary and engaged people like me. Because you appreciate Joy and the fact that she's here every day to engage and inform you, make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thank you, Kimberly Lee. Matthew from Mineral Point says, I have been enjoying WPR on my drives to work and on the weekends for the past 8 years that I've lived in Wisconsin. It's time. I appreciate everything that WPR provides to our community and can't count the number of times I've heard myself say, I heard this on WPR today. That's wonderful. Thank you, Matthew. You can help keep these programs going strong with your pledge of support. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.